Only we can't have mechama with Moyev. Hudoloi, Hotsurei Sarinu. But a Jew, we're allowed to give them pain, stam to be mitzara them, that we're allowed to. But V'ilu Tzira, the younger daughter, Tekar Ye Ben Ami, she called it Amoin, not Moyev, Ben Ami, the son of my nation. That's a nice lashon. Omla, here the Torah says back, Al Titzurem V'yatiska Bom, which is Mashma Klau. We cannot do any harm at all to Amon. Afilu Tzurei Loi, we can't even give them pain. No, Amon, Moyev, what? Here it says, the Altiska Ba Mucham, and here it says, by Moyev, it says, the Altiska Ba Mucham. So Mashma, only Mucham we can have with them. But, Vaita, look at the whole it's the same thing though. It applies to both. So with Ashina Muhammad Hudalai, it applies to both of them. That on both these Surah Matsoni Muhammad we can't have with them. That the Shas Muhammad, you can't be Mitsari them. But Shalai the Shas Muhammad, it's all Mutah. By Shaykin, by Amoin, here every year, the Chlau we can't be Mitsari them. You see, Amoin with a nice solution. Yes. Right. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Korchom. Le'yoylom yaktim odom le'dvar mitzvah. You should always try and do a mitzvah as soon as possible. Don't wait and say, listen, I'll do it anyway, I'll do it a little bit later. Come and do it right away. Why? She'vizchar laila achas. She'kodmo b'chiro l'tziro. That the older daughter went and had to live with her father first, the first night. She didn't wait for the second night. Hamashma, they were mechav on the shame mitzvah we had before. They did it with shame mitzvah. Izochsa, because Mosa Arba Doris Lamalchus, she was there, that from her came out four generations of Malchus. So Rashi explains, earlier, right, because Mosa Arba Doris, earlier, right, four Doris. The Yisra, Rashi says, Oivad Yishai David Shloimai. They came out from the older one, from Moyev. The Ilu, Tzira, the younger one, they have be Yisra Lad Rechovim Ben Shloimai, to have a lay Minama Hamoinus. And that was only four generations later. You see, the older one was Leichet Av Malchus four generations earlier than the younger one. Tana Rabbon, the Pasuk says, Meyam Oretz, it says by the Pasha of bringing Kabonus, it says, Lashon of, Pasha, V'yimnefesh Achas Techata V'shgoga, Meyam Oretz, from the Yamoretz, from the nation, if a person does the Chet, he has to bring a Korban. So we dashim when it says, Meyam Oretz, Prat L'Mashiach, not the Kohen Gadol. He's not in the regular parasha of a kisvo asira, but rather we had before, he has a special parasha of a par. Neyam Oretz, another Joshua is. Prat L'Nasi, not a king, a melech has his own special korban, he brings a sawyer. Not a kisvo asira, but a he-goat. That was the mean to say, Lidon b'sawyer. To tell us that he has his own special sawyer. Now the Mor says, Shiyokos, really I would have thought to say, Moshiach al... Oh yeah, first question, all right. I baloi kvayot, this is the question, right? Baloi kvayot so Mashiach lived in Bapar and Nasi lived in Bisoyer. Like the Psukim says this clearly. What do you mean a Joshua, Neyam Moritz, Prat, Le Mashiach, and the Nasi? The Psukim say clearly that the Kohen God will have to bring a special power and the Melech brings a Soyer. So what do I need a Joshua for? So Mar says no. Shiyach, I would have thought to say maybe like this. Moshiach Al Helem Dovrim Shigas Maisa may be par. True, the Kohen Gadol, if he first made a psak that Chelev was Mutah, and then he eats it, maybe then he's Chayiv his Korban par. But maybe Al Shigas Maisa L'chudei, if a Kohen just made a mistake, Kohen Gadol just made a mistake one morning, and he thought really it was Shumin, and he went to eat the Chelev, maybe then he's maybe Kisvo Sira. Maybe then he's like a regular Yisrael, a regular Yochid, that he has to bring his own Korban. Maybe here he brings his own carbon. So this I need a pasuk to say no, still he's potter. Talmud Leim with the pasuk's Meister maybe parashigas Meister chude maybe kisvo sir like a regular yochid. On this Talmud Leim, no, the pasuk says miyam oris, which midashin prat l'mashiach, that the Kohen Gadol never has to bring the regular kisvo sira prachatus. Now second drasha was miyam oris prat l'nosi, not a king. For the Gemara, Tainach Mashiach is good. Why you explain you need a special pasuk for Kohen Gadol? Because I would have thought, Bashigas Maisa Levad, he's like a regular Yochid. Ela Nosi, Bashigas Maisa Udemaisi. Listen, the king always brings his carbon, his special sawyer, with only a Shigas Maisa. So what do I need a special pasuk for? Miyam Moritz, Pshita. The pasuk says, when he does the chet, he brings a soyer. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova, Hocha B'ma Yaskino. We're talking about over here, the Goyin Shocha, Kezayis Chaylev, Kishu Hegit. It's like this. First he ate a Kezayis Chaylev, B'shoigig, when he was a Hegit. So at that time, his Chiyav Korban was a Siro or a Kisva. Now, V'nismanu, then he was appointed to be the Melech. V'yachakach Noidoloi. And after he's a Melech, now he realized that he did the Chet, now he had the idea. If so, Salkut Bar Tachamir, I would have thought to say, Naisi Kisva Oisiro. Maybe he should still bring the Korban like he was a Hegit at the time when he did the Chet. He should still bring either the lamb or the she goat. On this commercial, that's how special pasuk. No, the special pasuk is that Lamaisa now he was nismana to be a melech. Therefore, he has to bring the korban like he's now. He does not bring the korban of the hegit. So Mara says, let's see. It depends. Hanicha l'Rabbi Shimon diyozo basi yediyah. It's good. The Rabbi Shimon before in the Mishnah said in such a case when the melech did the chet when he was a hegit, and then the yediyah was when he was a melech. So since the chet and the idea two different times, he's potter from a carbon. He does not bring a carbon like a hegit. Right. Well, af pos yidiyah, go bas above. Therefore, Shimon knows he's potter from a carbon. Elo l'rabbonon diazli bas chato Michael Meima. The rabbonon said no. The rabbonon said that since when the chet was done, he was a hegit. So lemaisa is chayav to bring a regular kiss for zira. So you don't have this pos like miyamoris to make a miyah to take him out. No. Since at the time when he did the chet, he was a hegit, he has to bring the regular kiss for zero. So, Michael Meima, what do I need this Rosh from Miyam Moritz to tell me prat from a melech? Why is a melech different? El Arad Omer Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova. Hocha B'maya Askin. No, we're talking about over here. Kagoin Shocha Chatzi Zayis Chelev Kishu Hegit. First, he only ate a Chatzi Zayis. Not a complete Zayis, only a Chatzi. A half of a Zayis worth of Chelev. So far there's no Chiyav Korban. Now V'nismana, he was appointed now this afternoon to become the Melech. V'shlimai, later on in the afternoon he continued eating the same Chalev. He thought this Chalev was Shumin, so he ate a Chati Kezayis in the morning, and in the afternoon, after he became a king, he finished off the Kezayis. V'yachakach Noidoloi, and now later at night he realizes, Oyvei, this Chalev, which I thought was Shumin, is really Chalev. So what should I do now? He asked Tachamir Chai, what is what to say? Nitzdarif, that listen, he ate a Chatzi Kezayis after he became a Melech. What is that? That's a Pachas Mekashir. But he ate a Chatzi Kezayis in the morning. So I would have thought to say, let's put the two together. And if you put the two together, go bust of the cipher ready. The nice, no, go bust at the beginning. The nice kiss for Sira. I would have thought to say, like, go bust at the beginning of the Chet. I'm not sure why, but since at the beginning of the Chet, here, he was a hedget, so maybe I should start the two together, and he should bring a korban, a kiss by Siro. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. No, he does not, still his potter. Since the cipher at the end, when he became the Melech, that's when he finished off the Chet, so at that time he's not a bar, kiss by Siro, that's the Chiddush of his potter from a kiss by Siro. Okay, Gavna, Nami Loi Maisi, sorry, he would not bring a Soyer either. Don't let him start the cloud, it's not start at all. Who I did the Muslim name of Sarah Zagamino, the star of Rashi Rashi speaks out, doesn't bother me. It could have said the other way also. Who the what happened mean it was, the star of an icy Sawyer. Let's say the opposite, put the two together, and go boss of the Sawyer. That makes more sense. And at the end, he was the Melech. So maybe she had to bring the Sawyer. El Mishum de Kroko, Mishtoy, the Kis Vaisira, it says it this way. I would have thought to say it's a meat over here. Or that's what I need the meat for. In such a case, the Pasuk is teaching me that still is part of from his carbon. Now the Gemara. Right, Kamashma. Boy mine Rova Mir of Nachman. Rova has a question for Nachman like this. Nesius Mao Shetavsik. Let's say it became a Melech in between. Is that a Hefsik between the two Achilles? What does that mean? Hechidam, what's the case? Kagoyim like this. Sha'ocha Chatzi Zayis Chelev Kishuhegit. Today in the morning he ate a Chatzi Zayis before he was appointed to be the king. Finismano. Then in the afternoon he was appointed to be the king, and he lasted, it could even be for a year, the Yovar, and then he finished his reign. He's no more king. And now later, after he finished being a king, Veshlimu, then he ate another Chatzi Kezayis. And after that, then he realizes, this jar that I have here that I thought was shumin, I see now really it's chalev. It took him 5 years to finish it. So, what's the halacha now? Now, is the fact he was a king in between, is that a separation? Is that divided? Or no? I'll tell you the first case. He didn't know tziruf, we don't put the two together. The achle pavel kishuhegit. Because there the first chas, the gizayis, was before he was a king. The second, because the Chassid Gezayas was afterwards appointed to be a king. Therefore, the two different people, like you can't put the two together. Avlocha, but over here, the EDV, the Kishu Hedjit, both is when he's only a Hedjit, before and after, Achle Mitzarf. Maybe we could put the two Chassid Gezayas together, and we could have a regular kiss for Sira. Or do we maybe Lashina, maybe no. That Lamaisi became the king in between. At that time, his status changed. He has no more chiyuv kisva, so that first chassid kizayis is off the books. We can't use it anymore. That's the shaila. So Mar says, listen, tiv shetlei, let's bring a proof. Mehar diyamun, without what Ula said. Amr Rabbi Yechon, name of Rabbi Yechon. That he says like this. Oh, chal chalev. Let's say a person ate a kizayis of chalev. This fresh carbon, and he set aside a carbon. He has to bring a regular chattis. He set aside the kisva. The hamer, then it became an apikaris. He became a mumar. And at this time when he's a mumar, he's potter from Kabonis. The chazaboy, then he came to do tshuva again. We'll soon see the psukim, why a mumar, he can't bring a carbon. But after he became a mumar, then he was chayza b'tshuva, the chazaboy. So what's the halacha? Hayo v'nidcha yidcha. So he said the carbon is, he's potter from the carbon. Since before he brought this carbon, he came to a different type of a person, a mumar, that's not fit to bring Kabonis. So that's it. The carbon is pushed away. And later, when he does tshuva, he does not bring a carbon anymore. You see, when you change into a different type of a person, that pushes away the carbon. Here also, when the king, since he became a king in between, that maskiya, that pushes away the first chassid kizayis, that there's no carbon for that chassid kizayis. So if we're here now, in case it should be potter from the carbon. Gemara says, no. Hachi asked, what does one have to do with the other? Mumar, I'll tell you, is worse. To lav barasiya carbonu. When this Jew became a mumma, became an afikur, started to do all the averis, he is not a person that's fit to bring a carbon. So therefore, all his chiyuvim go off him. But all the chiyuvim carbonus go off him. But hi, this melech, barisiya carbonu. Even though he became a king, he's fit to bring a carbon. It's only a question, his carbon is different. So therefore, if you have to mitzarf the chet when he was a melech, you can't, because it's a different type of a carbon. But over here, before and afterwards, is the same type of a chet. Just in between, he was a melech, which a melech is also in the parsha of Kavanas. Just that it brings a different carbon, here's a good suffix. See, he can't be pushed as a shiloh from Rabbi Yochanan's pshitas. So more applies by a suffix. Boy minei Rabbi Zerim Rosh Hashas. Rabbi Zerim asked a question like this from Rosh Hashas. What's going to be ochal suffix chelev kishu hedye? This person, before he became the king, he ate a piece of chalev, which he has a doubt. He doesn't know whether it was chalev or shumin. Or else the other case is, there were two pieces in front of him. One was chalev, one was shumin. And he ate one, and he's not sure from which one he ate. So he's chayev a korban asham toli in such a case. It's an asham toli. Now, v'nismanu, he became to be the king. V'noidoloi al sveikoi. And now, after he became a king, he realized what he did. That he ate a sofik chalev. That is chiyuv should be a korban asham toli. So ma, what's the lacha? Can we put here the two together or not? Ali b'di rabbanon diyazi b'sechat tola kiboyloch. According to rabbanon, they said such a case. He's even chayv a regular chatis, because you go after the time when he did the chet. So pshita demaisi asham toli. Here also, this king now has to bring the asham toli pshita. Where's my subject? Elakiti boyloch ali b'di Reb Shimon. Avashar even according to Reb Shimon. But if Shimon says before by regular chatis that the melech is potter, so maybe it's like this: me di ishtani levadai ishtani lesofik. Just like if Shimon says that if he did a vadai chet before and now he realizes after became a melech he's potter, so maybe a sofik is the same way. Since he first realized after he became a melech, maybe he's potter. I do know maybe there's a big difference. Ki ishtani levadai di ishtani korbin di day. You know why, if he did a vadai chet, he's potter, because there are two different types of kabbonis.
When he was a hedyet, it was a kiss for Siro. Now that he's a melech, it's a sawyer. So since the sujif applies to kabonis, that's why it's potter. Avavacha, but over here, to la yishtani, korban didei. Whether he's a melech, or whether he's a hedyet, it's the same ashram toli. He brings a regular ashram toli. So maybe since it's the same type of a korban, the fact that it became a melech doesn't change. Amy lights the ashram toli. Let the melech now bring the ashram toli, it doesn't change. So most of teiku is a good suffix. We don't know. We're not sure. Does the melech have to bring a ashram toli or not? It's a teiku. The verse is like this. The pasuk says, "May Amoris." When you come to bring your chatis, only some people from the Am, from the nation, is brought, but not everybody can bring a korban. So we dash in there, prat la mumur. Or mumur, soon say what a mumur is. You do averus lahachis on purpose. You eat chaylev. So now, if you want to bring a korban, we do not accept the korban. There's a mirah pasuk, prat la mumur. The Mishumin ben Yosi Yomer Mishum Reb Shimon. The pasuk says, Asher loy sayosenu bishgoga v'oshen. That the person did a chet b'shoigei, he did a chet. So we dash in, Hashay v'yidiyosay mevi korban. Such a person, that when he realizes that he did the chet, to retract, I won't do it anymore. Asher v'yidiyosay, he retracts from the shoigei that he did. Then he's a bar korban. But loy shay v'yidiyosay, like a mumor, a person that does the veris anyway, lahachet, he knows he's eating chelev, still will go ahead and eat it. Even though this person now wants to bring a korban, any maybe korban asher v'yidiyosay, we do not accept the korban from him. So that's where Shim holds the mumeris potter, not from the posuk miyamorot, but from this posuk that a korban is only if you'll be shaved miyidiyosay. When you realize you did the chet, you'll do tshuva, but not a mumer. The Gemara says, "My b'nai, what's the difference from which posuk yidashin or mumer to be potter?" Some of them nuna, yes, the difference like this. What's going to be mumer lech or chelev? This person is a mumer chelev. He eats even lahachis. The guy loves chelev, and he eats chelev even lahachis, even on purpose. Even though there are two pieces of chelev and shumin in front of him, his kosher fat, still lahachis, he'll go and eat chelev. So he's called a mumer for chelev. And maybe korban al adam. What happened now was he ate dam by mistake. And for dam, he's not a mumer. He could be not, that's the difference. That marsov akivin the mumer lecho chelev the dam nami mumer heavy. If you make the drasha from the yamoris, since the person has a shame mumer on him, even though for dam he's not a mumer, he'll be potter from a korban. We cannot accept the korban at all from a mumer. But umar sova the second drasha ledam miu shev miyidiyosehu. There's no shev miyidiyosehu. It's no stamp tour in the person. It's only the metzias is that he's not going to do tshuva when he finds out about it. But that's only by the chet of chelev. Here by the chet of dam, he'll do tshuva. Therefore, we will accept the korban from him. Now the Gemara says, that's true. The Yomar Rav for the Markasha, I have a Rav, Yomar Rav holds, no, that the Kuli Alma Mumo Lecho Chelev Loi Hevi Mumo Ladam. Everybody agrees, you're not called a Mumor. If you only do one Avera Lahachis, that does not make you a Mumor for other Averas. Only for the Avera of Avodah Zarah. That's the only one that makes you Mumo Lecho Zarah Kula. Otherwise, you don't have the name Mumor. So what are you telling me, according to the first man, the Yomar, who would not accept the Korban, the Kuli Rav holds, he's not called a Mumor. Ella rather, the difference is like this. Hocho ba'oichel nevela letaivon v'nizchalafloi b'shumin v'yochlo kemiflugi. Machlok is like this. This person now eats nevela letaivon, means he enjoys it. He's not lahachis, doesn't do it. Lahachis, time to go against Hashem. Just he has enjoyment. So that means, letaivon means, if he has two pieces in front of him, kosher and treif, he'll only eat kosher, but not eat treif. Now, for the chalafloi b'shumin, he made a mistake. He thought that this shumin was chelev, but really he wanted to eat shumin because he made a mistake and he ate chelev. Here says the machlokes: Masov akivun letayvan ochom b'meitid mumeru. The meister letayvan will do all the averus, not only chelev. He'll eat dam also. He'll eat all the treifus. Letayvan means if he doesn't have a choice and he only has treifus, he'll eat treifus. So the first one, Yom says that's called the mumer. Masov no. This person is not called a mumer. He's only doing it letaiva. Means because right now he has no other food. But if you have two types in front of him, kosher and treif, he would only eat the kosher, not the treif. So in such a case, if by mistake he ate the treif, he would be shav near the osayim.
This person could bring a carbon.
So that's the machlokes. If a mumma l'taivon, is that called a mumma or not? Tana rabbanim. Ochal chaylev zehu mumma. We'll soon see what this means. The person that eats chaylev, he's called a mumma. V'yeze mumma, who's called a mumma? Ochal nevelos u'treifos gotsim ramashim. He eats all these disgusting things. V'shasa, he also drinks yai netzach. The person also with client. So what's going on here? Omar, what we just say is that's all saying the praise of Ochal. The person eats chaylev zehu mumur. That's called a mumur. Okay, but then explains it. The age of mumur, who is called a mumur? It says no, only Ochal nevelet. So my comma, what are the praise talking about? First it says chaylev alone makes you mumur. And then it's mashma no. Only eat all these things. Pray for shkatsu, moshim, and yainesa. What's going on? Soma rabba, barbachonim, rabbi yechid, and hotikoma. This is what the Bryson means to say. Ocha chelo v'tavon harezu mumer. He is called a mumer. If he eats chelo v'tavon for his own enjoyment, he's called a mumer. Lahachis, but if he eats it, lahachis means he has a choice. And just to go against the words of Hashem, lahachis on purpose. He eats chaylev, then he'll raise that stuki. You know, he's worse off, he's called a stuki. A stuki is somebody who said that mistama odbuk in avoy dezara, and therefore his shchita is done the shem avoy dezara, that his shchita will be psula. Rashi says, a raise with stuki, u shchitos per le'avonis kezovim, will have a right to say that he's shechtin now the shem avoy dezara. So he's worse off in a mumor. So a person does lahachis, that makes him into a stuki. If you only do it letaiva, that's like we had before, that was the machloikas Tanakama, whether you call the mumur or not. The quote of the Tanakama, if you do averis letaivon, that also makes you into a mumur. This price to hold like that, that if you eat it letaivon, stand for your own desire, but if you have a choice, you want to take kosher, that's called a mumur. If you do it lahachis on purpose, then you call it zduki. Now, v'yeh the mumur, shebistam like zduki, what kind of a person, when he eats these things, minastam, even though we do not know he's doing it lahachis, we say he's doing it on purpose. Heavy yomer, oicho nevela, treifosh gotsim rumoshim, b'shasi yaynes. Now, since these things are disgusting, like you don't have too much of a tiger to eat these things. It must be eating these things only lahachis. So if we see a person eating this rumoshim, gotsim treifos, it must be that he's doing it lahachis, and then he doesn't even have a lacha like a tzduki. I'm not sure why Yai Nesach, but, what? Maybe we lost it. To me, it looks like not. I look a lot, I can't, can't look at it. Be'ab Yosi, be'ab Yehudu, I'm there. I'm Palev, it's when he has done also personally with Klein. So, what is he getting on? Pshita. The Chur, it's a Lav HaTayro. And if he does it, Lahach is like, he's called a Mumar. My B'nai, what does it do to come to Ed? He could be now, the difference is, Klein Durabonin. If he only wears klein, let's say there was not Shua Tobi Venuz, it was not, most of our klein today is only Midrabonin. They're not spun together, they're not woven together, just put in different threads. So klein Midrabonin. So Matsava Midirais heavy mumma. Midrabonin heavy mumma. The Tanakam holds no, he's not called a mumma if he only wears klein, that's only us in Midrabonin. That's not called a mumma. Well, Matsav, the other one, but you don't know. Klein. Kivon the mispam isu. Everybody knows about the Issa Klayim. So the svaras are filled with the rabbanin heavy mumer. Like we can tell you, still the mumer. Like why are you wearing Klayim? Everybody knows Klayim is also. So what are you doing wearing Klayim? Even though it's only us with the rabbanin. But since this is a chet that's mafursin, everybody knows about this chet, and you are wearing it lahachis, that makes you into a mumer. If you do something deliberately against the law, that makes you into a mumer. Even in this of the Rabbanim, right? That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The Tanakam holds no. But in this of the Rabbanim, you will not become a mumma. Okay, right. Pligi bo ravach ravina machlokes. Chadama l'tayovon mumur. If you eat food just for your own enjoyment, that you have a choice, you will take the kosher, still you call the mumma. You know you're doing the yis when you do it, you call the mumma. Lahachet tzeduki. If you do it deliberately, even though you have a choice, still you go and take the chaylev, then you call the tzedukah, you have to be afraid, your shchit is being done, Hashem avoy dezara. The Chadam one says no, lahachis nami mumur. If you do it lahachis, you still only call the mumur. Stuki, where do you have the new shame Stuki that we're afraid whatever you're doing with the shame of Avodah Zarah, that's called Oiv and Avodah. It's only if you actually worship Avodah Zarah. Then we're afraid whatever you do with the shame of Avodah Zarah. But before you worship Avodah Zarah, you're not called Stuki. The Mamates, we have a question. It says, Ocho Porish, Echot, or Yot Peshach, he's an ant, or another insect. Is Hareze Mummer, is called a Mummer. Now, if you hook over here to the Hachesu, Bechzor Le Mummer, before you eat ants, you have no enjoyment, it's not Letaivo, so it's Lahaches, you're doing it on purpose, deliberately. And you see, you only called a Mummer, not a Tsuki. It's worse than no. Also, the case is, the Yom, the person said, Etem Tam Disura. Listen, I want to see how an ant tastes. I never tasted it yet. I want to see how it tastes. I'm not doing it a hachis. I have a tithe with to see it. I'll only need it once. I'm not going to eat it a second time. But I want to see how it tastes. That's also considered a tithe. You're just doing it to see the taste, and you're not called a suki. But if you do it with a hachis, could be you're called a suki. Now they say, the Mishnah says, the Eitzim Nasi Shemelech. Who's called the Nasi? A king. Tanarabonim. Nasi, when the Pasuk says a Nasi, they bring a special carbon this year. Yachol, I would have thought to say maybe Nasi Shevet, Kinach Shemin Aminodot. There are 12 Nasiim we have. Maybe the Nasi, the head of each Shevet is called a Nasi. Tamlon, the Pasuk says no. Tamlon, and they call Mitzvah Hashem Alekov. Well, I don't know why, man, the man, you know, you as Hashem Alekov. So we dash him like this. Ma lehalin shein agavav el Hashem Alekov. It means somebody that has no ruler over him. He's the highest position. The only one above him is Hashem, is af, that which is the Melech, right? Is af Nasi, same thing here also. The Pasuk says a Nasi, it means Shein Agav Avelu Hashem Lekov. Only one above him is Hashem, nobody else. Therefore, it means a Melech, and not just the regular Nasiim of the Shvatim. Boy minei Rebim Reb Chia. Rebbe asked the question to Reb Chia. Kagain ani, somebody like me, you know, Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, he was the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael. He was the head of Rosh Hashiva of Eretz Yisrael. Mal b'soyer, a person like me, let's say I would be living b'zman debes nidish, and I would do a chet, would I have to bring a soyer or not? Rosh Hashklaimar, nesiyas didi, mehevei nesiyas malya, dilo azvina b'zman debes nidish kaim masin the soyer, would I have to bring a soyer or not? That was the shayla. Omalei said back to him, no, harek saroscha b'bubble, listen, you're only the Rosh in Eretz Yisrael. But on Bavel, there's the Reish Goylin Sheva Bavel. That's above you. Because we're Kafinin Lei. Therefore, you're not called, you're not the highest position. You would not bring a Soyer.
Higher than you.
Right. Ace, have a question. Malche Yisrael or Malche Beis David, Elo Nevin Liatzov, Elo Nevin Liatzov. Chur Tzakashi, you see both Malachim have to bring a Soyer. So, Chur, one is not over the other. So they're not completely in charge. Omlei Hosom, Loi Karfi Adadi, no. They're each one has nothing to do with the other. There's a Malchus based Dovid and a Malchus of Yisrael. And each one is totally in charge of their land. So therefore each one is called right a Melech. But Hoch over here, Anan Kafin and Lu Lidu, us B'nai Eretz Yisrael need B'nai Bavel. We're Kafin and Loresh Goyla. So therefore you're not the Nasi, you'd be Potter. We have Safra Mati Lam like this. Let's finish. Mati Ochi. Boy M'nai Rebbe M'Rebbe Chia. So going again, the question was, Kagain ani mal b'soyer, a person nasi like me, like Rebbe, would I have to bring a soyer to Zman Beis Midrash or not? Yeah, that was a question I had to know.
Like this, right? Same question. Kagain ani mal b'soyer, Omlei said back to him, no, Hossam Shevet Hocha Mechaikik. That over there in Babel is called the Shevet, and over here in Herzl is only called the Mechaikik. But Tani would learn like this. La Yosfa Shevet Mehuda Zer Resh Goyla. The enforcers, the people like the policemen that enforce the law, that's called Shevet. That belongs in Yehuda, and that now, the Zman Efter Churbin, was the Resh Goyla Sheva Bavel. She Roides Yisrael Amakal, they forced us to imply the laws. O Mechoykin Ben Raglov, Elo B'nei Bona Shel Hillel. These goes on the B'nei Yat Yisrael, the people of B'nei Hillel, She Melamdin Terli Yisrael B'Ravim, that they are the Chachomim that teach the Lachis. So true Rebbe was the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, but he was not the Shevet of Goyla. Therefore, he would not be like a Nosei to bring a Soyuz. Right? Now let's go. Slight. Now Mish says, V'yayzeyu HaMashiach. Who's called the Mashiach? We're talking about the Mashiach. Doesn't mean the real Mashiach. Who's called the Mashiach? HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishchah means the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the special Shemen HaMishchah. We'll see in the Gemara about this.
and lo yamru b'begodim. Not the kahanim in the bayis sheni. Now by the bayis sheni, they did not have any more the shemen amishcha. They're only a kohen gadol. The fact they wore 8 begodim, that's not enough for this special halacha for him to bring a special par. The par was only brought on a kohen gadol that was anointed through the shemen amishcha. Now ein bein kohen hamashuach the shemen amishcha lemruba begodim. There's no real difference between the kohen gadol of the bayis rishon and the bayis sheni. Ella para bo al kol mitzvah. Only this halacha. Now, the Kohen Gadol does the chet with hayroa, so by the bayis rishon he had to bring a par. By the bayis sheni there was no more mashuach, he did not bring a par.
I'm not. That's a good question.
Yes, Rashi says shemruba v'vgodim ainu maybe par melam dover loy mishlom shel tiber ela maybe kis v'sirul diyid yochid. It's called a regular yochid. Because kabonis is not a Kohen Gadol. Now. The yain bein kohen mishamish le kohen shavar. The kohen mishamish means the kohen gadol that's working right now. Le shavar means by the bayis rishon, let's say, when the first kohen became possible for one day, so they appointed a second one, and then the first one comes back in charge. So the first one is called the mishamish, actually working. The one that was taken off now is called the ovar. El par yoyim akipah v'asir seifa. But this kohen, once he was a kohen for one day, he always retains the loch of the kohen gadol. And if he would do a chet, he'd have to bring a par. True. The only difference is on Yom Kippur itself, that the special par is only brought by the Kohen Gadol that's being mishamish right now, and the Asira Seifa, the special carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, half in the morning and half by evening, that only the Kohen mishamish brings, and not the one that's over. But Zevizeh Shovim the Avodas Yom Kippurim. For the rest of the Avodas Yom Kippur, both could do the Avodah. Both, even though now he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore, still he has the mitzvah only to marry a lady that's a psula, the yasurim alamona. They both have the yasurim not to marry an amona. Even if their own father dies, they have no heter to be metama to touch the father, to be metama the mate. V'loi perim, they do not rip, v'loi perim, they do not let the hair grow, and they do not, I mean, they do not have to let the hair grow. They could take haircuts. They did not rip their clothing. Either one of the two, when he dies, he lets the miklat, he lets the reitzchim go home. Whether the kohen gadol is mishamish or the kohen gadol is shavar, again, that means that he only worked one day when the first kohen gadol was possible. He still has the shem kohen gadol on him, and he's machzir harasech. Now, Tana Rabbanan, shemen hamishcha shasu Moshe b'midbar. How do they make the shemen hamishcha in the midbar? They used to cook up the ikrim, the roots, in the oil. You only use yud beis lugim of oil. That's all. Yud beis lugim, yud beis hin. Shnei masalugim, right? You only use shnei masalugim of oil. And they use, Rashi says, a lot, harbe roots. See, if you're going to cook up all those roots and only the Yud Beis Lugim, there won't even be enough shemen to just to shmir on the outside. Let alone if you cook it up now, it'll sap in all the oil, there'll be nothing left over. Ella, what they did like was like this. Shoyrin es ikrim b'mayim. First they soaked the roots in water. They let it fill itself up with water. Or matzav ol shemen. And then they put these wet roots into the oil. V'kelet es areich. And all the reich of these psamim went into the oil, a kopchai, and it retained it. It retained its smell. So therefore, they were left with yud beis lugim of the shemen hamishcha. Omar Rav Yehuda, is that a question? Bechineit echad nas the shemen hamishcha. Is this the only nes? Now you're asking the question: if they cooked it up in the oil, there wouldn't be enough left. Is this the only nes that happened on the shemen hamishcha? Valoy chilosoi. Well, it was like this: chilosoi shneimas lugim. We started out with yud beis lugim. From this yud beis lugim, not so much, is hoyu nimshach mishkan v'keilav aron ubonot kol shivus meyam luyim v'kula kain las lavoi. And all yud beis lugim is still here. We'll still use it by Mashiach's time. Las lavoi. So you see, a lot of nisim happened over here. Shneon apostle says shemen mishchas kodesh yizeli l'derasechem, that you're going to have now these yud beis lugim l'derasechem. Tani doch. Yikach Moshe Shemen HaMishko V'yimshach Et HaMishko V'yet Kol HaShaboy Yabiyudu Oymer Shemen HaMishko Shosu Moshe B'midbo Kama Nisu Nasu B'lar Nisim Metchil Lo V'yat Soif I'm getting to the end. Chilos Lo Hoye Elu Shnei Mosu Lugim Ro Kama Yoro B'lat. Let's see how much could the pot itself sap in. B'kam Mikra B'lat. How much does the roots itself sap in? B'kam Arsar. How much does the fire burn out? And how much is left over already? Oh boy, with left over, Nimshach, the anointed Mishkan, the Kale of Aaron, the Bonnet, called Joseph, and Luyim, oh boy, Nimshach, Okanim, Gudelim, Molochim, Tafilu, Kain Godel, Ben Kain Godel, Toya Mashicha, the Emershke Melech, Ben Melech. Alright, we'll stop there. We'll continue on tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop there.